This podcast was designed to provide you with high-yield topics on the go. Listen to us on your drive, at the gym, in the shower, or when you're walking your dog or cat. If you have not yet subscribed to our podcast, what are you waiting for? We are giving away a free copy of First Aid. That's right, I said free. To enter a giveaway, hit that subscribe button and shoot us an email to usmletrail@gmail.com with your full name and a screenshot of your subscription. On Valentine's Day, we will be selecting a winner. Stay tuned to find out if you'll be receiving a free copy of any First Aid of your choice. Today, we will continue discussing vitamins. Today's episode, we will be discussing vitamin B1, aka thiamine. But before we get started, I want to start off with a word of the day. Today's word is dysphagia. D-Y-S-P-H-A-G-I-A. Dysphagia is a term used to describe difficulty swallowing. Pop quiz. True or false? Thiamine is a vitamin required as a cofactor in the TCA cycle. If you guessed true, you're right. And if you guessed false, you're right too. Thiamine is not just required for the conversion of alpha-ketoglutarate dehydrogenase in the TCA cycle, but other reactions as well. Pyruvate dehydrogenase, which links glycolysis to the TCA cycle, also requires thiamine along with transketolase in the HMP shunt and branched-chain keto acid dehydrogenase. Think of the mnemonic ATP. A for alpha-ketoglutarate dehydrogenase, T for transketolase, and P for pyruvate dehydrogenase. Since thiamine is required for all of these actions, what will a deficiency look like? A deficiency will first impair glucose breakdown, since we need it for pyruvate dehydrogenase. Now, will that cause a depletion in energy? If you answered yes, you are indeed correct. Which organs will be affected? The brain and the heart are first affected. Now, let's apply this information into a clinical vignette. A 44-year-old alcoholic man is brought into the emergency department after police officers found him agitated and confused. This patient is a frequent flyer and known for his alcoholism. During transport to the hospital, he is started on IV fluids containing dextrose. On arrival, the patient is disoriented but cooperative. Physical exam shows bruises on his forehead, forearms, and shins. Physical exam also shows bilateral horizontal nystagmus and decreased lateral eye movements. This patient also has an unsteady gait. The officers include that the patient's extraocular movements were intact prior to picking him up. So what is the diagnosis? This patient has Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, characterized by confusion, ophthalmoplegia, and ataxia. Other symptoms that may be seen are permanent memory loss, personality change, and confabulations. Did you notice how I stated that the memory loss is permanent? Why is this? It's actually permanent due to the damage to the medial dorsal nucleus of the thalamus and mammillary bodies. And we all know that the mammillary bodies are in charge of memory. Back to the vignette. This patient's nystagmus was not present when police officers picked him up, but only after IV fluids were initiated. What caused this? Well, dextrose. This patient was undoubtedly thiamine deficient, given his history of alcoholism and prior admissions. IV fluids containing dextrose should never be given to thiamine deficient patients. Thiamine administration is a gold standard prior to fluids. What other symptoms can we expect from thiamine deficient patients other than Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome? Well, have you ever heard of dry beriberi or wet beriberi? Dry beriberi is categorized as polyneuropathy and symmetrical muscle wasting, while wet beriberi is high output cardiac failure and edema. That's all for today's episode. Join us back tomorrow for another vitamin. Keep trailing and see you later.